Throughout the year on Off Track, we'll be finding out what Radio National folk get up to when they leave the studio and head outdoors. First up, breakfast presenter Fran Kelly. Last week, I caught up with Fran on Manly Beach, but the conditions were rather unbeach-like.
Fran Kelly, we're on a rain-swept, windy beach. I think the latest reports are that about 75% of the state's at risk of flooding. And you're out doing a 50-kilometre walk.
Must be crazy. I know, we're safely away from the flood zone, thank heavens, but it's not a great day for walking. When I signed up to this walk, I thought, oh, that'll be beautiful to walk along the coastal tracks, look at the beautiful view. Well, I haven't looked at a thing. It's been so wet and slippery, I've been looking at my feet the whole way. But, you know, it's for a great cause, and actually, we're having fun.
It's a long way from the breakfast studio, but tell us about Coast Trek. What is it that you're doing today?
Okay, Coast Trek, this is the third year of Coast Trek, and it's a 100k walk, starts at Palm Beach in Sydney and goes through to Coogee, so over the Harbour Bridge and everything. Or you can do the 50k option, or like me, you can shoot for 50 and see where you get. I couldn't start at Palm Beach because I had to do breakfast this morning. So then we belted up here, and there's four of us in the Brekkie Trekkers, and the idea is you get people to sponsor you and raise money for the Fred Hollows Foundation. They're shooting for $1 million this year, and I think they're going to get close, and we've just had a great response to our fundraising, so we're very happy.
How's it going at the moment? Do you have a telethon-esque account of the latest figures?
A running total. Well, in the car here, we were squealing because I just went on the radio on breakfast, and then the telly went ching, 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 ching. So we're approaching 10 grand. I think we'd be at $10,000, so that is a fantastic result. Thank you, everybody. There's 1,300 people doing this walk today. And the spirit on the track is fantastic. People, mind you, a lot of people are going a lot faster than us. And there's people running past, and they're going to run the whole 100Ks. So it's a top effort. People have been training and training for months for this. Sadly, I haven't.
Well, I was actually going to say, I'm used to seeing you at work in studio garb, but today you've got the walking poles, you've got the proper shoes on. You're looking really pro, Fran. How much training have you done?
I'm looking the part. Well, not so much. We did get serious in the last sort of 6 weeks, the four of us. We have been walking along bits of these paths, trying to get the whole path done. But it is a bit hard when you're doing breakfast radio and everyone else is working 9 to 5. So, and in the last week, my training got interrupted by the Labor leadership coup. I had to go to Canberra. So, you know, perhaps not as toned and prepped as I could have been, but we're going well.
Tell us about the Vaseline, Fran.
Vaselining up your feet. Up from the old players, Vaseline or pawpaw cream, which stops you getting blisters and stops it rubbing if it's wet. I'm hoping anyway, because I misjudged one of the estuaries and got soaking wet.
Right. Okay.
I thought I could jump it, but I'm not as young as I used to be. So yeah. So that's the theory, and so far so good.
I don't think I've ever seen anyone Vaseline their feet before.
Well, stick around, Joel. You'll see a few things you've never seen before.
Vaselined feet aside, Coast Trek founder Di Westaway has her money on another team.
I'm gunning for the blind team, Joel, because we have a blind team, four blind trekkers who are being guided by four sighted guides, one of whom is Senator John Faulkner, and they're awesome and amazing, and they are called the Achilles Athletes. Excellent. And the Achilles Athletes would really welcome your donation. Their goal is $10,000 for their team, and they're up to seven now. So if anybody could just dig deep or even dig shallow, $25 would be great, and you really will make a difference to people's lives.
Have you checked in with the blind team so far today? Do you know how they're going?
Yes, they've had a challenging start because they are absolutely committed to the rules. The rules say you must walk along the sand. And there are times when, as you can see here, Joel, you might go in the middle of the soft sand, or you might just shimmy along the edge of the little grassy verge. Some of the teams have shimmied along. We've caught them in action. But the blind team have absolutely stayed right to the letter of the rules, right in the middle of that soft sand. So they are moving fairly slowly. But we did get word about an hour ago they're at Narrabeen. So they're heading in this direction and they're not stopping.
How's the body holding up, Fran?
Oh, the knees are... the knees, Joel. The knees are starting to hurt a little. I'm keeping an eye out for, you know, a chemist or something to do a mercy dash. No, they'll be fine. They'll be good.
It's a downward run for you now. You're, what, how many Ks out?
See that hill over there?
Yep.
It's an upward run up that hill and then around the other side, and then God knows what's around there. But we just keep on walking till someone says stop.
Well, all the best, and I'll see you back at the studio, I guess.
Thanks, Joel. I think you'll get there before me.
Cheers,
bye.
Mate. Bye.
See ya.
RN's Fran Kelly, kind enough to slow the pace of her Coast Trek team so we could have a mid-trek chat. and Coast Trek founder Di Westaway featured as well. There's still time to throw your support behind the Brekkie Trekkers, the Achilles Athletes, or indeed any of the other Coast Trek teams. To make a donation, simply follow the link on the Off Track website, abc.net.au/radionational/off-track. While you're there, download some audio, check out some images, or let me know what gets you off track. You can also find me on Twitter. I'm at Joel Werner. But that's all for this week. Until next time, bye for now.